Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our Instant Illumination. No one can tell you. That's quite a topic, isn't it? No one can tell you. How often people want to tell us how to live our lives and how to do those things that are important for us to do. How often people like to get involved in our life and inform us what things are necessary for us to improve ourselves, to accomplish our next step on our spiritual growth. How many people really enjoy doing that? It's really amazing. There are quite a few. There are quite a few people who really find that they are our teachers. They are our mentors. They are the ones who are going to show us how to walk our path. I've been reading a great deal recently from other people who are walking their path and who are listening to the divine within. And it's quite charming to see how they go about it. Many of them have said that they have so much to learn, that they have so much to understand, that they are looking for mentors who will guide them along their way. They are looking for people who are going to open the door to their inner awareness of who they are. All these people are fabulous. They're just like you and I. They're just walking the same path that we are. But they've not yet come to this conclusion of this inner illumination, this instant illumination that is so vital and so important for all of us to have. And that awareness is that we have to do it ourselves and we have to go within. You know, the day of pills, the day of surgery, the day of all these things that will take care of our problems is upon us, and perhaps it will escalate even greater as the days go by. You've all heard of liposuction. And liposuction is where the surgeon or doctor goes in with a tube and sucks out all the old fat that you don't want around your belly or your butt or wherever it may be that you don't want it, around your breast oftentimes. And they are helpful to us to do this because there is no known medical cure that can get rid of our fat. No known medical cure that can get rid of the slobbiness about us. Some people are exceedingly heavy and their weight was going to kill them, and this is very true. However, we can't just say that it all falls down to the point of personal conviction of doing what is right for us to do, of eating what is right for us to eat, but yet it does. It does. For what goes into the body comes out. What goes into the body is what builds it and makes it. Now, why is it they have what they call fat farms? This is a place where people can go and reduce their weight. Why is it that they have special hospitals where people can go who are overweight and the nurses and doctors watch over them as they reduce the intake? And they're very successful. However, there are a lot of people who want to hurry up and get off all that stuff that they put on over the years. They want to do it quickly, and then they want to have surgery to take it away. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of these techniques. Nothing wrong with them whatsoever. But there is a great deal wrong with the idea that unless we no longer desire for this excess of food that we eat that is inharmonious with our body, we will continue to have it put on weight for us. All things are mental images, and no one can tell you what it is that you have to do. Many times we go to the doctor, and the doctor can give us pills or he can do surgery for us to help us accomplish a particular goal. But if we do and continue to do the same thing that brought that condition into our life, then we're going to experience that condition again and again. because we have not taken away the reason for it being there. Now, what is the reason for it being there? What is the reason that our lives, are filled with things that are not harmonious for us? What is the reason that our lives are expressing in certain areas that are not harmonious? Let's just take, we've been talking about our body, but let's take our mind for a minute. Why is it that we don't know all things? I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer. Why is it that we don't do that? Because to say that statement, we say, yeah, sure, I wish I were so. But it is so. And the more we affirm it, the more we build that into our consciousness, the more we experience it. Now, the wonderful thing about this is that as we make our affirmations of whatever nature they may be, let's say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. The more that we make that affirmation, the more consistent we make it, the more we make it under all circumstances, pretty soon it is our conviction. Pretty soon it is our realization. Pretty soon it is our experience, and we forget that we at one time did not know. And the world forgets that at one time we did not know. The world looks at us and says, boy, you are brilliant. Boy, you are wonderful. Where did you go to school? Where did you learn all these wonderful things? And most of the time, they don't even ask that. They just say, boy, are you brilliant. You see, you forget that you didn't know. And we can do this with any program that we wish. We can do this with the program of knowledge, and all knowledge is revealed to us from within. We can do this with the program of our good health, guiding us to eat the things that are beneficial to us, guiding us to do the things, think the things that are beneficial to us. Now, let's just look at eating again, for instance. Why is it that we like to eat, and that we like to eat things that are not necessarily beneficial for us? Well, we've been taught this over the years. We've been taught to clean our plate. We've been taught to eat all the food that's before us. We've been taught that it's very important to do this by our parents, our family, our world. And so this is something ingrained in us. Now, genetically and physically, some people do not experience overweight. But while they may not experience overweight, they also don't experience a perfectly harmonious, happy, healthy body. And to experience a harmonious, happy, healthy body requires that we have the mental attitude about it. Some people do experience a happy, healthy, harmonious body in every way. And we wonder at them. We really don't wonder. We just delight that they do that. In fact, we don't even delight that they do that. We're not conscious that they do anything different than anything else. That's just as the way it is. Healthy people are healthy. We don't go around saying, why are you healthy? We don't go around saying, why are you a happy, harmonious person? They just are. But what they've been doing is, all of their life, they've had this mental attitude. If not all their life, at least at some point they began. And they began to use statements that were beneficial to them. They began to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. They would make this statement every day, every moment that they were waking. That's so important. Hey, you know, people who say, I would like to be a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever they'd like to see, do they have that as their primary concept in their mind all day long? Do they have that in their primary concept about what it is that's important for them? No, they don't. They have their primary concept, I am not a millionaire, I'm not a billionaire, I don't have the abundance of the universe available to me to use however I wish. They make these statements. And then they wonder why they don't have it. Well, we know, don't we? We know very well. And no one can tell us. No one can tell you what it is that you should do. They can give you the keys to the kingdom. They can give you this wonderful knowledge of the use of affirmations. They can give you attitude adjustments and attitude changes. They can do many things for you. But you are the one who has to make the decision to follow it. You are the one who has to make the decision that you're going to live up to these codes, live up to these attitudes, live up to these things that are so tremendously important. But are we willing, able, and ready to do it? That's the rub. That's the the thing that keeps us from experiencing it. Now, our instant illumination should pop right into our head and say, Yeah, that's true. If I keep telling a child he's stupid, he'll certainly be stupid, even though he comes from a family with good genes. If I tell a child he's brilliant and beautiful and wonderful, he will build on those very things that I have given to him. And he'll be a little shy, perhaps, because he might not have had that before, but little by little, he'll shine forth. You know, brilliance isn't intellectual acumen. Brilliance isn't that you know all knowledge of all details. Brilliance is the execution of how you carry out what you know, of how you fulfill your dreams, of how you stand behind the ideas that you have and give them life and substance and purpose and plan. And then when you do that, magic takes place. You can go to school and come out of school a C student or more or less, and it makes no difference. You haven't been inspired anywhere along the line, certainly not in the area of learning. And then something comes into your mind, some great dream, some great aspiration. And so you want to carry it out. You want to promote it. You want to bring it forth to the world. And as you do this, you get inspired. You get illumined. You get excited about things. And as you get excited, inspired, and illumined, ideas flow to you, and you carry them out, and you don't go around telling everybody. You just do it. And while you're doing it, magic happens in your life. Magic happens in your experience. While you do it, all sorts of wonderful things take place. And they call you a genius. They call you an entrepreneur. They call you all these wonderful things. And you know that you're just a wonderful guy, a wonderful lady, who's had a beautiful idea, and you are carrying it out. There was a time when blacks were thought to be not good, and then all of a sudden somebody said, black is beautiful. And the whole picture changed. There was a time when women were thought to be menial and lowbrow. Of course, they were the ones who were doing this teaching to their own children, but there were women who were thought to be that way. And then there came a time when some women decided to stand up and say, hey, I enjoy doing everything that a man does in business. I enjoy working hard in construction. I enjoy all sorts of these wonderful things that men do. Why can't I? And so today, though it's not over majority, but there is a very strong number of women in all fields, in business, as CEOs, and they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. Yeah, some make mistakes, but so do the men. And some decide that they are having different choices for themselves, and so do men. We cannot just say, well, that's a woman, because we have to say, that is a person. And I think that when we start looking at the world filled with persons, whether they're 1 year old or 100 years old or 1,000 years old, when we look at a person as a person, we will not say to limit them in any way because they are a type of person, a baby person, a woman person, or an aged person, a senile person. Oh my goodness, the names and labels that we give to people. And yet we like that one little period in there where they are young people, dynamic people, fantastic people. And yet, as we have learned, it doesn't make any difference what the age is. Wisdom, beauty, honor, truth, love, joy, magnificence can be expressed at all ages. So No one can tell you. That's true. Humility is necessary, a very necessary ingredient to illumination. And when you turn yourself to your idea and you say, I think that's a great idea. That's what I'm going to carry out. Then you carry out that idea, and it's yours to carry out in any way that you like, because you're a fabulous being, and you are loved by yourself, at least, for a starter. And pretty soon, as you love yourself, you'll find that all the world loves you just like you love yourself. No one can tell you. You got to find it out for yourself. Humility is that necessary ingredient to illumination. So, I love you finding this out. I love you seeing your inner self. I love you knowing this truth. So have a lovely instant illumination today and every moment of your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.